now. Back to the 80s.
This is Totally 80s.
How are we doing, everybody? Paul Miles here, your host of Totally 80s podcast quiz. Welcome along to episode number 2. Now, you can find us on your platform, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. I'm not alone in the studio today. I am joined by my producer.
Oh, yeah.
There he is. We'll call him Mr. P. He just sets things up. He gets the tea. He's generally all right. He is all right. Now, if you are listening for the very first time, do me a favour. Press pause and go and find episode number 1. This is episode number 2. If you're back from episode number 1, thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. I've got some of your emails that I'll be going through as well. If you do want to send us an email, if you want to send us a question for the quiz, it is paul@clactonradio.co.uk. Now, if you're new to the quiz, I'll ask questions, I'll give you 10 seconds, and then I'll give you the answer. It's as easy as that. Let me demonstrate. I've just asked a question.
10, 9, 8,
there's your 10
7,
second timer.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There you go. So you got 10 seconds to have a little think, get that grey matter working, and then I will, of course, give you the answer. And if you do enjoy the 80s as much as me and my producer, Mr. P, then remember, 7 days a week, clactonradio.co.uk is the place to be for your 80s fix of fun.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. P. Right, okay, now, shall we start the quiz? Let's start at question one, shall we? Right, in 1984, singer Rockwell had a hit. Name the two famous brothers that provided backing vocals.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And your time is up. Did you get it? The song was called Somebody's Watching Me, and the brothers were...
What a mess. I wonder who's watching me now. The IRS.
Was, of course, Michael and Jermaine Jackson. Easier? Okay. Number 2. I want the name of the artist. The song's called Heartbeat.
I don't care what you say.
Tough one, eh?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was, of course, Don Johnson from Miami Vice fame. So there you go. A couple of emails. We've got Gillian from Scunthorpe said last week was too easy. So we're making it a little bit harder for you now. Right. Listen to this. Yep, we all know that's Tears for Fears. The song's called Shout. What famous 80s drummer produced the album? Songs from the Big Chair. Who was the producer?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who got it? Anyone? It was, of course, Chris Hughes. Well done if you got that one right. Chris Hughes was the drummer for Adam and the Ants. Right, question number 4. You are going to hear a song by Robert Palmer called Addicted to Love. That's not the question. He teamed up with Andy Taylor and John Taylor. Name the band from 85.
10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That was an easy one, right? It was, of course, The Power Station. Tony Thompson on drums, Robert Palmer on vocals, Andy Taylor and John Taylor from Duran Duran. Right, your next question. You're going to hear a song by a band called Special AKA. What did this band rename themselves? You're done too much, much too young. You're married
with... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tell you what, you can have a point if you said the Specials, and you can have a bonus point if you said the Funboy 3. Right, question number 6. Name the film this song's from. That's easy, isn't it?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was, of course, Weird Science. What a film. Weird Science. I think that was about 1984, wasn't it? Yeah, that was an easy. A 2-2 easy. So, Mike in Milton Keynes said he got all the questions last week. Let's see if you can get this one, Mike. Hear it from the boys from Denise Williams. But tell me, you especially, Mike, what film is it from?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, did you get it? Did you get it, Mike, from Milton Keynes? It was, of course, Footloose. Well done if you got that right. Right, Mr. Broken Wings, one of the biggest songs from 1985. Name the follow-up hit. Oh, that's a tough one. You got 10 seconds, though.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time is up. It was, of course, Kyrie. Do you remember that one now? Go on, yes you do. Kyrie, Mr. You're listening to the Totally 80s podcast quiz. This is episode number 2. Right, question number 9, listeners. Name the comedian who had a hit with this.
Just looking into your eyes, darling, I can tell that you have the legs of a dancer.
Oh, that's a good one.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who got that one right? It was, of course, Billy Crystal, and the song was called You Look Marvellous. So well done if you got that one.
Oh, yes.
No, you didn't, Mr. P. You didn't get that one right, but well done for giving it a go. Billy Crystal, of course, famous for When Harry Met Sally, that great scene in Cat's Deli with I'll Have What She's Having, that one. Right, okay, this is Da Da Da.
Da Da Da.
I want the year and the artist, please.
Da, da, da. Da, da, da.
It's not that difficult, right?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you got Trio from 1981. And also, that was nominated for a Juno Award. I know, it's on a Casio. My goodness. Right, let's do another question, shall we? Have a listen to this. Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. But what I want to know is who's the movie star that appeared in the video? Go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hands up, we got that one right. Mr. P, put your hand down. You didn't know it. Robin Williams is your answer. That's Robin Williams. So if you think you can beat our listeners with your 80s trivia, then send me an email. It's paul@clactonradio.co.uk. And hey, while you're there, send me a dedication as well. If there's your favourite 80s song, put it down and send it to me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. P. It's paul@clactonradio.co.uk. Right, let's go back to the 80s for more quizzing, shall we? Run DMC collaborated with a certain rock group. What I want to know is, who was that rock group?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Do you remember? It was, of course, Aerosmith. Walk This Way. That seemed to be number one for absolute weeks. I know it wasn't, but it just seemed to be at number one for a long, long time. You're listening to the Totally 80s podcast quiz. This is episode 2 with me, your host, Paul Miles. I just want to test your 80s knowledge. That's all I want to do. And I want to know who the artist and the title is of this song. Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day. I just need some time, to get away. Think you know it? You've got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
How'd you get on? That was, of course, Rumours, and the group was called the Timex Social Club. So there you go, it's as easy as that. They could be from film, it could be from songs, it could be from news events. It's 80s trivia. Have a listen to this for me. Los Lobos with La Bamba, but I want to know the name of the artist that starred in the film La Bamba.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you got it right. It was Lou Diamond Phillips who played the lead, and he was playing the lead of Richie Valens. So well done if you got that one right. Question 15. I'm going to play you a song called Sonic Boom Boy from 1987. All I need from you guys is the artist. Sonic Boom Boy. Ha,
Sonic. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
1987, Sonic Boom Boy. The artist was Westworld. And well done if you got that one right. Question 16. I'm going to play you a song called St. Elmo's Fire from the film. St. Elmo's Fire. All I need from you is the artist.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you got that one right. The answer to that St. Elmo's Fire was in fact John Parr. Now we do have listeners as far flung as Canada, because I've actually had Sharon from Canada. Sharon, thank you very much. I do appreciate you getting involved with the podcast. She thoroughly enjoyed her 80s songs last week, she said, so thank you for that. Right, take a listen to this song for me. Now, who's the artist?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
if you said Rick James and Super Freak, then you were spot on. Said MC Hammer, and you can't touch this, then yeah, he was also right, but the difference is Rick James actually wrote that, and MC Hammer actually got sued for nicking his work. So there you go, every day's a school day here on the Totally 80s podcast quiz. And I should also point out, listeners, that Sharon from Canada is actually from a place called Vancouver. If you are going to email in, you're more than welcome. It is paul@clactonradio.co.uk. Go on, be like Sharon. Let us know where in the world you're listening. Right, let's have another question, shall we? Released in January 1980. Just tell me who the artist is. Ride Like the Wind there. Who's the artist? You got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I really hope you got that one, because that is one of the anthems of the 80s for me. That was, of course, Christopher Cross. And you can have an extra point if you can tell me who the backing singer was. Michael McDonald. There you go. Well done. Right. Who produced this one then? I'm looking for the producer only.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The artist, of course, was Yes. The song was Owner of a Lonely Heart, and the producer, Trevor Horn, who of course went on to produce The Buggles with himself in it, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Propaganda, Grace Jones, to name but a few. Had his own label as well, ZTT. Right, should we do one more? Let's do one more. You're going to hear a song by a lady. I'm not going to tell you who that lady is, but this is a two-part question. The song's called Glamorous Life. I want her name and the mega superstar she played guitar for. Got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
How'd you get on? Right, as I said, the song was The Glamorous Life. Her name was Sheila E. And she was also in Prince and the Revolutions band. So a big 2 points if you got that one. So there you go. The Totally 80s podcast quiz, episode number 2, is kind of over.
Oh, yes.
Well, I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you enjoyed yourself, Mr. P, as well. And remember, if you do want to get involved with the podcast quiz, if you want to send us a question, if you think you can beat our listeners, then it's paul@clactonradio.co.uk. And remember, if you love the 80s as much as me, send me an email. Please do. Let me know your favourite 80s songs, and then you can listen between 7 and 10, 7 days a week on Clacton Radio. And you never know, I could give you a shout out as well. So thanks very much for listening to the podcast. My name's been Paul Miles. I'll see you next week with some more quizzing fun. Take care, everyone.
This is Totally 80s.
This podcast is a Glass Face Boy production for Totally 80s.